It's typically one of the busiest travel days of the year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and a lot of people are still going somewhere despite the coronavirus surge. Another 173,000 new cases yesterday.
I think it's a risk like everything else. Going to the store, going to the doctors.
And as people go to the airport today, there have been six straight days of more than 900,000 travelers taking flights, something not seen since March. Though a year ago, that daily average was well over 2 million, and some places have restrictions, like New York.
Most travelers entering the state have to provide a negative test at arrival, then quarantine for 3 days, and then take another test before they can be quarantine free. The New York Sheriff's Office is beefing up enforcement at checkpoints, at bridges and tunnels leading into the city. Violators face fines.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller. President Trump's expected to travel today to a state he lost but keeps trying to win, Pennsylvania. Fox's John Decker live in Washington.
President Trump is expected to join his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, in Gettysburg this afternoon for what the campaign is calling a hearing on allegations of fraud in the 2020 election. Pennsylvania certified its results and its 20 electors for Joe Biden on Tuesday morning. Pennsylvania's Senate Majority Leader and the state's House Majority Leader, both Republicans, wrote in a joint op-ed in October that the Pennsylvania General Assembly does not and will not have a hand in choosing the state's presidential electors or in deciding the outcome of the presidential election. Dave?
John, President-elect Biden tells NBC Nightly News he's making progress transitioning.
Working out my ability to get presidential daily briefs. We're already working out meeting with the COVID team in the White House.
Biden's also making plans to undo some Trump executive orders. More Americans need unemployment checks. First time jobless claims rose again last week by 30,000 to 778,000. And on Wall Street, they're selling. The Dow's down nearly 200 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades. So you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 50% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 50% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 50% off and a free camera.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Is your air conditioning system ready? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
This is Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs with an election update. The state will certify the 2020 general election results on November 30th. You can check results anytime at arizona.vote. And thank you, Arizona, for another safe and secure election. More than 3.4 million Arizonans voted in the general election. To learn more about voting, visit arizona.vote. It's your trusted source for election information. Look for the certified election results on November 30th.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 74 today, 46 overnight tonight for Thanksgiving Day. Sunny and windy, 73 the high, 48 the low, 15-mile-per-hour winds. Friday, sunny and 70, 46 on Friday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Yuma, this is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Chamber. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and this morning's Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. This morning, we are going to celebrate Small Business Saturday, which is coming up this Saturday. So please make sure that you shop local. Make sure that all your Christmas shopping is local. And so our first guest this morning is Lisa Rammel from Fretworks. How are you doing this morning, Lisa?
Hey, it's early, but it's good. It's always a good day in Yuma in November.
I knew she'd be celebrating. She'd fit right into that celebration.
There we go.
That's right. Always a good day in Yuma. Well, you know, we're both in the Midwest, so right. We know what November, what 8 o'clock in the morning on a November could be.
I'm grateful for this weather out here. Trust me, absolutely. I love getting up and just needing no jacket or a light jacket, mm-hmm. not snow. So great. So I was actually in Fretworks a couple days ago, which was great. I had to check it out.
And the store was busy, so we didn't get much of a chance to visit. But
That's a good thing. So I understand it's been busy.
It has been busy. We have been so lucky during the pandemic because many, many people decided to learn how to play a musical instrument. So the bad news is we're coming into Christmas and all of our manufacturers are out of stuff. It is brutal right now, but the store is full.
I was going to say, when I was in there, there was still plenty of selection.
The store is full. Our Black Friday sale has already started. Okay. Big red bows on so many items across the store, so we are ready.
I was going to say, especially, I mean, the guitar selection in there is amazing. Yep. I was wandering around, and there was one area, I'm like, I can't walk through here. So it was funny when you said, you know, our selection is down. You know it's not. There's still lots to choose from.
We are good. We will help you and Santa Claus make sure that everybody gets the gift they need.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mentioned before that, you know, I was in there looking at sheet music because I unfortunately don't play the guitar. I play the piano instead. I apparently chose the wrong instrument for your store.
We just got more keyboards in yesterday, so that's
awesome.
Good. That's very promising.
See, there were hardly any in there, so
that's
awesome.
Right.
So you're getting ready for the Christmas shopping.
We are.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about how this pandemic has affected you. You're a small business, and we know that it's been busy. I mean, I understand that it's been busy, but it still had to have affected you in not so positive ways as well. No, good.
Honestly, the store went bonkers all summer.
Awesome.
All summer. We are going to have our best year ever. And I know there's other businesses in our industry that are saying the same thing. I read the industry trades, and they're all saying the same thing. We've had the best year ever. So I feel terrible about the pandemic. My mom has been locked in her assisted living since March.
Right.
You know, for months and months and months, I had to look at her through the window. We're finally past that. I got to keep getting negative COVID tests, but I can finally go visit her, which is nice.
Yay.
My husband's a school teacher, so our family has avoided the germs, which is very, very good.
Yeah, that's fortunate, especially being a school teacher and being out because he was back in, I'm assuming, back out. And yeah, exactly.
Exactly. But the business has been very, very good. So that is wonderful.
So one of the things that I like about shopping local, especially for musical instruments, because I've been playing, I started the piano when I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've been playing different musical instruments for a very, very, I shouldn't say very, very long time. That makes me old, doesn't it? but there is the assistance. Like if a guitar string breaks or something happens,
exactly,
then you've got somebody right here. I mean, if you order a guitar from Amazon, there's no support after you've purchased it. And especially if you're just learning it,
yep,
you don't know what to do with it.
That's exactly right. Anytime you buy anything from Fretworks, the service is kind of part of the deal. Our little tagline is big store prices with small town service. So that really is what we try to do. And you are correct. If you have trouble with it after the sale, you bring it back. The first adjustment is on us. If you were to buy it from we call it the Evil Empire, and you can fill in whichever guitar store you want. If you buy from them, if there's a problem with the guitar, you send it back or you're done. In our case, we will make all those adjustments for you because nothing is perfect right out of the box, and we want to make sure that it is by the time you leave the store.
Right, and I wouldn't know the first thing. The first time my guitar string broke, I wouldn't know the first thing about restringing it.
Exactly. I kind of joke about it. We've been at the store. We've had the store for 8 years. It is a family business. My little brother is the president of the company. When children are bickering in the store, I say, be nice to your little brother. Someday he could be your boss. And that is very true. And the service has always been huge on our list. It's always, after 8 years, I still kind of make jokes that I don't know a lot about guitars, but I've hired a bunch of people that do. Our staff really knows what they're doing. They play multiple instruments, mm-hmm. so they can talk intelligently about pretty much everything in the store. So that's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. So tell us a little bit more. I mean, I know a lot of our listeners probably are already familiar, mm-hmm. but for anybody that's a newbie like me who did go find it, tell us where it's located.
Fretworks is in the Las Palmillas Shopping Center, which is the big strip on Castle Dome Avenue between Planet Fitness and currently Sportsman's Warehouse. We still have more lots. We'd love to have more neighbors. Our little mall is not part of the big Yuma Palms Mall. We are owned by a different organization, a really great organization. If anybody's looking for retail space, I'll get you hooked up. And it's super over there. And it's nice because we're right between Conn's and the Dollar Tree. So we do get a decent amount of foot traffic from people that are on their way to another store and go, oh, look at that. And they pop in to say hi.
Perfect. And for those people that are not quite ready to go out and about yet, especially as the media at least is reporting that cases are rising, do you have a website that they can visit?
We do. Fretworksmusic.com. You can shop online. The caveat with our website is it shows you what's in stock at both of our locations, but it doesn't tell you where it is. So if you see a guitar and you might want to give a jingle, because it might be in our South Carolina store. Now, that's not a problem because they absolutely will box up anything and ship it to you. That's not a problem. But we do offer store pickup, we offer curbside pickup, and we offer free delivery. I don't know, I'm going to say within like 10 or 15 miles of the store if it's $99 or more. So we do have other options for you to make sure that you can get your stuff.
Well, and it's pretty amazing curbside pickup because I watched you, a couple days ago, carry, what were you carrying, a speaker out or something?
That's my physical fitness program. Do you need something carried to your car? Okay, let's go.
I was going out to my car, and here's Lisa carrying all this heavy stuff out to
yep.
Which is pretty amazing. So with the couple minutes we have left, you know, being a family-owned business, we kind of talked about a little bit about, so what is it like? Really quickly, in 30 seconds or less, owning a small business here in Yuma, and why should they shop local?
It's great to have a small business in Yuma. My job really is good. I don't know that I would have the temperament to do retail in a big store, but everybody comes to my store because my stuff is fun. You want to do something fun, you want to learn something new, and overall the customers are great, and it's super to be able to help them.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us this morning. Please go out and visit Frontworks. Like I said, I was there a couple days ago. It's really amazing, and it's in the Los Palmillos Shopping Center over by the mall. And thanks again, Lisa, for joining us. And this is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All-weather on- and off-road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop-off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
Your world is created by what you focus on. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
The holidays are bustling with activity. Handle it all with Happy Honda Days. Shopping for that perfect present? The Honda Accord and Civic Sedan can get you there. Take on the season with financing as low as 0.9% APR on the 2020 Accord and as low as 1.9% APR on the 2020 Civic Sedan on select models for well-qualified buyers.
See your Southwest Desert Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Visit Yuma is bringing holiday cheer to the Yuma community with the first annual Window Wonderland Contest. Eight Yuma organizations decorated a window display at the Visitor Information Center to showcase holiday spirit. Stop by the Visitor Information Center in downtown and vote before December 23rd for the best decorated window display.
Divorce can be complicated, even more so if there are children involved. If you're a father and want to protect your rights, consider Cordell and Cordell. As a partner men can count on, they have helped men with matters like these for 30 years. Visit CordellCordell.com to learn more.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Phoenix area attorneys. Online at CordellCordell.com. 6730 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 230, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85253.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and now we are going to speak with Brian Bonning with Ashley Home Store and the brand new outlet at Ashley Home Store, which I had the pleasure of visiting also earlier this week on the same day I went to Frontworks, actually. So, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
So, as I mentioned, we were at the outlet earlier this week. It's because we had a ribbon cutting. It is brand new. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a lot more about the outlet? Because there were some really neat things about that that you can't get in the traditional furniture store.
Right. Absolutely. And we all know better this year than ever before, right? What it's like to be in our homes and be there a lot more time than we ever have before.
Oh, yeah.
And what a lot more people are realizing is, hey, my sofa's broken. My dining table could use new chairs, whatever it is. The problem that a lot of people run into right now is there's such a high demand for furniture, it's really hard to get a hold of it.
Really?
There are some manufacturers, believe it or not, you have to wait 5 months. I mean, who wants to go in for a chair and wait 5 months?
Now, does that mean sales are way up or manufacturing
sales are way up.
Slumping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Well, of course, COVID shut down a lot of the manufacturing, so that caused some delays.
Okay.
There were some retailers, one of them was ourselves, that kind of tried to get ahead of the game, and instead of back off, we tried to kind of stock up for this time. And so what that's afforded us is actually the opportunity where now between our new outlet store, and we also own a Yuma Furniture on Avenue B. Between those two stores, just to put it in perspective, we have over an acre of furniture displayed that you can take home today. So I literally have sofas, dining room tables, chairs, beds, mattresses, whatever you need, you can take it home today. Now, the outlet, as you mentioned, is a little bit more of a unique style. That's kind of more of a cash and carry, almost that big box warehouse feel, where you can go in and you want this dining table, you want this, we've got it in a box over here. We throw it in your car and you take it home.
And so I can attest to that. I actually was in the way of a couple guys moving furniture out that day.
I had to step out of the way of the door.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we move a lot of furniture every single day.
Where's the outlet?
The outlet's located right at the corner of 4th Avenue and 28th Street.
Right here, then?
Yes, right across the street,
okay.
Almost. It's right down, right behind the Ashley Home Store.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're at the Ashley Home Store right there, and you can see it on 4th Avenue, if you turn down 28th Street behind it, there's actually another parking lot right behind it with another entrance to the outlet. Although, as I discovered, if you're inside the Ashley Home Store, they do have an entrance to the outlet inside the store.
Mm-hmm.
So either way.
Correct. Now, the Ashley Home Store also is another great story because, like I said, a lot of manufacturers out there are pushing out months at a time. We're talking months where we start weeks. Ashley being the number one furniture manufacturer in the world, they're actually only quoting about 6 to 8 weeks turnaround, which now is pretty fast.
Oh, yeah?
So even in the front of the Ashley Home Store, if you want to order something, custom, whatever it might be, we can still do that within a reasonable time frame. But again, everything in the outlet, everything down at our Yuma Furniture on Avenue B is all cash and carry. Take it home today. In fact, if you come down and see me today, I might just have you a table for Thanksgiving tomorrow if you need one.
Awesome.
Yeah, generous.
I was going to say, see, I was just thinking about if new couch for Christmas. Yeah, that's out unless I do something that's cash and carry.
Right, exactly. It is, yeah. It is. We've got a solution, so.
That's absolutely crazy. And so talk about prices, because I know that one of the things that people like to, at least I personally like to shop at outlets for, is lower prices. And and so having been in the outlet, I have a good idea of what the prices are in there, but the listeners probably haven't been in yet.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, me as a salesman, okay, I'm a salesman at heart, so I always say people aren't looking for the best price, they're looking for the best deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, we have both of those. We've got the great deals, we've got the great prices. So we've got great financing offers, 0% interest, but we've got recliners as low as $249. We've got sofas as low as $299. We've got chairs and end tables, everything. I mean, you got to get your end tables for $39, brand new in the box.
Great price is not necessarily the important piece. You're right, great deal, because sometimes the lowest price is not the best price.
Sure.
Because you want quality furniture,
and that
is something that Ashley, I know, is known for.
Absolutely, yes. And we've got service after the sale as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have great protection plans for that. We have a great service department. Of course, being here local, if you need something, just give us a call. We're there for you. You always get a direct line. You can go right now to yumafurniture.com, and that connects you to our Yuma Furniture Store, Ashley Home Store, and Ashley Outlet. And you can get direct connection to a salesperson just by clicking the little chat button in the bottom right-hand corner.
Well, and that's another thing that we talk about shop local, is that it's the whole point of shopping local is that service after the sale.
Absolutely. And we're there for you, whether it be, checking on your delivery times, whether something just wasn't to your expectation. We always try to get you in contact with a real live person right away. You're not calling some big corporate website number from some .com sofa you ordered out of across the country, because people do it.
Mm-hmm.
People do it. Believe it or not, they'll drop thousands of dollars on a website from across the country, and their furniture shows up damaged. What are you going to do? You're not going to do anything. You're nobody to call. But we're here for you, and we've got a lot of good service people that can help you out.
So you do deliver?
We deliver.
I got this cash and carry. I'm getting a little nervous.
We can do it either way.
I'm going to strap a sofa to the top of my smart car.
We can deliver it. We can assemble it. We can load it up in your truck. However you want to do it, we'll find a solution for you. Make you happy. Put a smile on your face. That's our job.
What's hot items right now? You mentioned recliners and all that. Those still in popular.
They are, believe it or not. When people come back, especially the winter visitors, or a few of them coming back, they want to refresh those recliners every year, whatever it might be. And they are moving like crazy right now. We have 80 recliners on display just in our outlet store. And so you can come in and grab one of those, whatever you need. 1, 2, 4, 5. I'll let you buy it.
I think my recliner's 20 years old with duct tape, but it's still comfortable.
Come on,
Brian.
It is comfortable. Yeah.
I think I need it redone or something. But no, I like a good recliner, but there's some I don't like. I guess it's a comfort thing. It's subjective.
It is. Well, we've got something for everybody. We probably have 50, 60 different styles to choose from. We have Lazy Boy, Ashley, Benchcraft, different models. So we'll find one that you love. We've got power lift chairs. I've even got one with air massage on it.
Well, that's intriguing.
If
it has a refrigerator.
I've got one with power cooling cup holders, believe it or not.
I was just going to say, I saw a movie theater, one of the theater-style seating recliners in there. They had the cooling cup holders, so they'll keep your drinks cold for you.
Yeah.
With the snowbirds, they... Motorhomes and stuff, they're still looking for pieces of furniture.
They are. The best solution we've got for that is what we call RTA, ready-to-assemble furniture.
Okay.
I have whole sofas that come flat-packed in a box that you assemble yourself with some little wing nuts. We've got dinette sets, even recliners to back them up.
And people are putting those in motorhomes.
Absolutely,
they're
refreshing
with
regular home-quality furniture. So if you've got a door, we can get it in there.
That's awesome.
It's only 24 inches,
That's
Brian.
Okay. We'll find something.
But I'm thinking about those snowbirds, but you will assemble it, too, if they need it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we've got some great technicians that come out. We'll take their time and treat your home like it's their own, and they'll put your furniture together and make it showroom quality right there for you.
I was going to say, because that would be something I'd be worried about. I'm only picture Grandma trying to put those wing nuts on.
Well,
no,
I'm
we'll
worried
take
about
care of
myself. You don't have spare parts left over.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there we go.
That's usually
a bad thing.
Never. That's never good. How long have you been doing this in Yuma?
The company itself has been in Yuma since 1956.
Okay.
It's actually been a family-owned company since 1927, believe it or not, so a long, long time. And that location right here on 4th Avenue and 28th Street, where the Ashton Home Store is now, is the original location from 1956. So it's been right there the whole time.
And it's been remodeled more than once.
Oh, several times, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I myself haven't been there the whole time. I just moved here earlier this year. My family.
Well, you're not old enough to have been here.
No, yes, that's true. But my family and I moved here earlier this year from Florida. And, just... transferred with Ashley Home Store.
You left Florida?
Yes.
And where in Florida?
Jacksonville.
Okay. I was in Tampa for many years. I like Arizona.
I do too.
I could take a shower, towel off, and I stay dry.
Exactly.
That's something you don't get in Florida, that's for sure.
Yuma's been a great community to the business, and I've come to enjoy the community and the people, and especially working with the Chamber for our grand opening. It was just a pleasure. And the town has really turned out in support of that.
So you've been in the furniture long enough to have seen major changes then, because that's changes, manufacturers, where it's built, how it's built, and what's popular. So staying on top of that has got to be something else.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, furniture is a global industry. We resource from all over the world. And so supply chains and everything that's happened this year has just been a constant, just keeping on top of things and figuring it out as we go along, as many people have had to do. But fortunately, as I said on Monday at our grand opening, that our business not only survived through it, but we thrived through it. We're able to open a new business through all this and remain and give people those essential needs they had at home. A lot of kids working at home on school. We've got desks. We've got chairs. We've got all those things. We've got new beds. People are needing to sit up at home. We have... adjustable beds they can buy, everything of that.
So you have the ability to adjust whatever stock you have according to local demand and need. So if somebody has suggestions or questions, you can take care of that. It's not one of those, we're a big corporate store and we don't put in anything else.
No, we're anything but a big corporate store. We're right here, boots on the ground, in the community, and whatever you need, we can get for you. And we do custom orders all the way up into just cash and carry, small pieces, whatever you're... your need or desire is, we'll work with you to help you out.
Now, Brian, again, people with COVID not necessarily wanting to go out, although I like to, like Ruff said, I like to go try the recliners myself because I'm a little picky. But if they didn't, can they go on the website and check out some of the inventory, at least?
They can check out ashleyfurniture.com or yumafurniture.com. You'll be able to link to our local stores, see a lot of our stock products. You can also, as I said, on yumafurniture.com, click on to... that podium link and chat with a salesperson live.
Perfect. Well, make sure that you visit Yuma Furniture or the Ashley Home Store, the new outlet at Ashley Home Store on the Yuma Furniture's on Avenue B.
Correct.
And the Ashley Home Store is on 4th Avenue at 28th Street.
Right.
And thank you so much, Brian, for joining us. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
It's coming, Yuma, so get your taste buds ready. Yuma Rotary presents the 62nd Annual Malt Cammon Sausage Fry, Friday, December 4th, from 4:30 to 8. We've got two drive-through lanes to pick up dinner for only $11 a plate. The Malt Cammon Sausage Fry, Friday, December 4th. Proceeds to benefit local student scholarships. Tickets available at yumarotary.org or at the two drive-through lanes Friday, December 4th. The 62nd Annual Walt Kamen Sausage Fry, Friday, December 4th at the Yuma Civic Center. We'll see you there.
Kia of Yuma wants to gobble up the prices this November, like a brand new 2020 Kia Soul GT for $6,000 off MSRP. Or a 2020 Rio for only $15,995, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now that's a deal! Kia of Yuma also accepts all credit applications, regardless of credit history. So if you want a new ride, go to Kia of Yuma this November, where every day will be Black Friday. Remember this event? It's only at Kia of Yuma, located on Pacific Avenue. Shop in person today, or on Facebook 24/7, or online at www.kiaofyuma.com.
All prices plus taxes, dock fees, and place rebates in lieu of special finance offers. Kia sold in number 731806. And dealer for details.
When you're looking to protect your family, you look for someone you can trust. A company you recognize, someone you know will be there, the best. With over 20 years serving Yuma County, Yuma Pest gives you the peace of mind that your family deserves. At Yuma Pest, we know our community and serve it proudly. With the largest fleet in Yuma, rest assured you'll receive fast, friendly, professional service from a company you can trust. Voted Yuma's best year after year. Yuma Pest.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And Chamber Chatter this morning is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And now we have with us Giovanni Ford from Arizona Lighting Company. Good morning, Giovanni.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning. And so I told her during the break when she came in that I have a little story about Arizona Lighting Company mm-hmm. that I want to start out with. So when I first moved here, I was looking for a plant stand or something, a nice table or something that I could put my plants on. And I'd kind of been shopping around and looking around, and I went in and I told the rest of the staff at the chamber, hey, I can't find something that I'm happy with. And I don't remember if it was Cheryl or Tanya. It was Tanya's waving back here. It was Tanya that told me I needed to go to Arizona Lighting Company, and I'm like, no, exactly. That's exactly my reaction for a plant stand. I'm like, no, you guys, I'm looking for like a nice table or something I can put my plants on. I'm not looking for lights. And they're like, no, trust me, I think it's the style furniture you're gonna like. It's gonna be perfect. So my husband and I decided one Saturday, okay, well, they're telling me go to Arizona Lighting Company. Let's go check it out. Oh, my goodness. I was amazed because there were probably 10 different options that I would have been happy with. I did finally narrow it down to one and purchased one right then. I mean, it was like, nope, we decided on one. It's beautiful in my kitchen right now, up against the window. It has my plants on it. It is absolutely lovely, and they took such good care of it. I mean, I figured we were just going to, like, carry it out, but no, they shrink-wrapped it for us. Exactly, and made sure that it wasn't going to get damaged, yeah. Putting it in the back of my car and getting it to my house, and it's one of the first pieces of furniture my parents commented on when they were staying with me the last couple weeks. So they're like, oh, that's really pretty, and then they got up to it. They thought it was wood, and it's metal, which I think is fabulous because then if I spill water or anything on it, you know, it was like, so Arizona Lighting Company has a lot more than lights, so yes, I think it's great. So tell us about, because I know that you do a lot of purchasing. You purchase a lot of very unique pieces.
Yes, I try to keep it unique. I don't want any one person to go to somebody else's house or 10 of their friends and they have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't want you to be able to go to another store and find it either. So I think that's the main thing. If you can buy it somewhere else, why are you going to come to me for it?
Right.
So, and then I think it's easier to set up all the vignettes with the decor for your home. So it's a little bit easier to visualize the lighting in there,
mm-hmm.
either in your entryway or the dining room or any of that. Before, when we had just lights, all you saw was lights.
Mm-hmm.
And so this
helps
a little bit better.
Well, there's amazing lights in there,
yes,
too. I shouldn't just discuss the furniture.
Okay with that, because you don't need to change your chandelier every year, right?
Right.
So that stays a little, little bit longer than anything else. But you're always adding to your decor, changing it, and that's what we're there for.
And it was. It was just, I was so impressed with that store. I mean, I will, I'm not saying that just because you're on Chamber Chatter this morning.
I'm glad to hear that.
So tell us a little bit more about the lighting, because there's been a lot of modernization. Like, one of the things that I noticed in there was a ceiling fan that had like a ring light, almost looks like a fluorescent light instead of...
It's an LED, yeah.
It is an LED.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of changes in that.
Yes, definitely. A lot more LED added. That one is pretty neat because you can have a light and a fan in one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fans are doing that now, or they'll do it where it's kind of like a chandelier, but with a fan inside of it. Because a lot of people, like in hearing Yuma, you have to have a fan no matter what. But you don't want it to be basic. You want it to be pretty. Most of the time you have it like in a dining room also, so it could take the place of a chandelier. But yes, LED is changing everything we know. So a lot of things are already having the LEDs integrated into it.
Okay.
And so that's kind of hard also because people don't know what they want. And so what we're there for is to guide you towards what you need for the setting you have.
I would agree with, I didn't know what I wanted. Even with my plant stand, I said, I'll know it when I see it. I did.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, exactly.
Clearly, I knew what I wanted. And then there's an entire section of outdoor lighting. And I am amazed at how much, like, an outdoor light dresses up the outside of your home.
Oh, yeah.
It's really impressive. And so you guys have an amazing selection of outdoor lighting,
too.
You
pack it in.
You do pack it in.
You mentioned I was just taking a virtual tour of from your website. It is an amazing... program that you've put together there. I mean, it's like walking through the store, looking in descriptions mm-hmm. of different items. And I know I've not seen anybody locally do anything that nicely done. But
you
don't have to go to that store to take a look and see what it is inside.
No,
the virtual tour literally takes
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
Takes you in there. It's a 360. You walk around through
mm-hmm.
the store.
Yes. And John and Imaginary Friends helped
me
out with
I saw
that.
I wasn't going to mention it unless you did, but that's I think that's a big deal.
Especially in the times we're in. You have to do all that extra stuff because
if
nobody walks in, they're not going to know what's
there. But there was a feature in that, too, that I liked in that you have certain items where you can click on them and it'll explain them to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a ruler there. You can measure the item so that you know exactly what
the... I didn't know about that.
Well, John mm-hmm. put it in.
That's pretty.
I know, because I was gonna, because we've been talking about everybody. Well, what about those people that want to shop at home? And especially with that store, with Arizona Lighting, their pieces are so unique that you have to see them. I mean, you have to see what they are. Their website is amazing because it allows you to do that.
Well, it's exactly the store. It's a beautiful store. Now, are you going to take credit for setting it all up? Was that you?
She's like, no, she's shaking her head.
So you, like the rest of us, you had to borrow help, too.
But well, it's a family effort.
It is.
That's mm-hmm. what, it's my parents running
it. It's beautiful.
My brother installs. You know, I'm in there. We have a couple of extra people, Oscar and PJ, who help us out every day. I do all of the buying.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it's as the years have gone by, it's easier and easier for me. I can just see it when I buy it, and then I'm able to put the stuff together. It's fun, and I think that's the main part of it. Is it fun for me, so it's easier.
All right. Who's your clientele has got to be different in that these are, I mean, these
are... Are you
these
calling
are,
me different?
Yes.
Well,
without hesitation.
Okay.
Different. It's people looking for uniqueness, people looking for a certain quality, people looking for something... That's not, cookie cutter.
Yeah,
where there's a million of them.
Which we have the cookie cutter stuff also.
Right.
We do, homes from the price range from the bottom. I wouldn't want to say bottom. The lower end to the higher end.
Mm-hmm.
So we can fit anybody's budget. But what we want to display is all the stuff that you can't go to Lowe's and Home Depot to get. Because if you can, you're going to go there. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
so we have to be the difference.
But it's boutique looking, too. I mean, it's really set up with a flair of, I want to help you make your house a home type.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, and even the piece that I got that was unique was not, it was not any more higher priced than what I was really looking at other locations.
Well, that's why they've been in business for so long.
Exactly.
I mean, we price ourselves out,
part
right?
Of the, that's part
right.
Of the key.
You have to be fair. You have to, you know, have stuff for every end of the income spectrum. So.
Well, and then the other thing that I found great was what part of the reason I mentioned Giovanni, you know, I was there. It felt I know it was at least an hour that I was chit-chatting. I wasn't shopping all that time. is that we were having issues with one of our ceiling fans. And we were able to ask questions. Again, you know, if I go to one of the big box stores like we talked about and say, hey, I'm having problems. My ceiling fan light isn't turning on right now. They're going to be like, and?
Yeah, you know? Unfortunately, they only know so much because
right.
It's a DIY place. But, yes, we're here to help you for anything because
yep.
My mom.
Yeah, it was your mom. It was
Gloria,
your mom.
She has a plethora of knowledge.
Well, and she gave me her cell phone number and said, text me the barcode and off the serial number off the side of the fan. I'll tell you if we can get the part to fix it.
Wow.
I mean, you don't get that kind of customer service at larger stores.
No.
I mean, in non-local stores. I mean,
Do you also look at installation or decoration? I mean, as far as design.
We do to a point. We don't install.
Okay.
We don't do service calls anymore. We do give you options, too, for electricians around town.
So you have a list of favorables?
Yes.
Okay.
The ones that we know are easier to get a hold of and
okay.
help you out with a lot of different things and have helped us out. So it's easier that way. We have people just bring in pictures of their dining rooms, their living rooms, and they say, hey, I need help putting, you know, a painting for the wall or some light sconces.
So who gets that job inside your family when they start saying?
Well, we all actually do it.
Do?
When it comes
okay.
to the lighting portion, my mom, Gloria, will usually help them.
Okay.
But either me or PJ, which is the other young lady in our store.
And you like the interior decoration, matching colors and all that?
I do.
You can tell from looking at the
pretty,
building.
Yeah.
You can tell from...
But it's beautiful.
So I'm the one who will say, you need this, this, and this.
Okay.
Right? Because I can just see it, I guess you could
mm-hmm.
say. Whereas my mom will be, well, this would look good, this would look good, this would look good. So it's just different personalities in the store that will guide you to what you do need.
You're more get it now. She says maybe.
I think I can see more, it needs to be this, whereas she's all this, this, or this.
That's great. There's options.
Yeah,
exactly.
And some people don't like that, but some people do. So it's just, it depends on, you know, your personality, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I imagine you've got a lot of return business.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, and we want more than that, too, though. So we want, because it is... From the outside of our building, you can't really tell what we
oh.
are.
Right.
We look like a Southwest store.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, I've even heard this year, people still saying, oh, I thought you only had Southwest lighting in it. We have definitely a lot more than that.
Well, and exactly. And that was my perception, too. I mean, I'll admit that. And then same thing from the front. I mean, from 4th Avenue, it doesn't look like what it is. And then you pull around back to Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then even then, it's kind of like... Okay, I don't know what I'm getting into. And then you walk in, and it's amazing.
I don't think that building's been changed in 30 years since I've been here.
Yeah, no.
It's the same. Now, the building had to have been built in the 50s or something. It's been there for a while.
I'm thinking older than that.
Okay.
The last big remodel was done by Fowler Malone.
Oh.
And we even have a plaque because of, you know, it... We still have the old plaster walls inside. That's
okay.
how old the building is.
So it's been there quite a while.
Yes, it has.
And the business, the lighting business, has been in there for how long?
I believe it's been in there for, I don't know the total years. It's over 20.
Okay.
It's been about, I would say it's probably 25 or 28 years in that building.
Okay.
So it used to be specialty lighting.
Right.
That's where it started as. And then slowly, as Specialty Electric grew, it was Specialty Lighting, and then they branched off so that it would be two separate entities. And then so it's been there.
You need to take a break.
I do need to take a break. Okay, but fortunately we have Giovanni after the break, too. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com. Taking care of Arizona's eyes for 35 years. Nationwide Vision.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas! Are you ready for our Christmas sales at Hyundai of Yuma?
Well, wait up, Santa. It's not your turn yet. It's November! Hyundai of Yuma is giving thanks to everyone by giving away prices on their new vehicles. It's the Turkey Sales Event. They have $6,000 off on their new 2020 Santa Fe's and $5,000 off on the all-new 2021 Tucson's. To add the stuffing, they're taking off $4,000 on all 2020 Elantras. Now that's a way of giving thanks to everyone. To top that all off, all new Hyundais come with America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So there's no better time. By the way, what happens when cranberries get sad? They turn into blueberries. So stop by and visit my friends this month at Hyundai of Yuma on 1125 East 32nd Street or call them at 928-344-1100. And have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. All prices plus tax, stock fee, and registration rebates are in lieu of any special finance offers.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit Yuma Estate Planning.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and we are here this morning with Giovanni from Arizona Lighting Company. Good morning, Giovanni.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we get back to that, I want to talk a little bit. We do have a golf tournament coming up at the Chamber of Commerce. We changed it from our expo. It is going to be the Driving Business in Yuma Golf Tournament and Expo. And the reason we're referring to it as an expo is all of our sponsors are allowed to have booths there. So they can actually set up a booth at the tee box, at the driving range, that, you know, we'll have allocated locations. Local businesses can come out and tell the golfers about what they have to offer right now. And then, of course, there's golf. And golf is always fun. And we are looking for foursomes. We still have plenty of space for foursomes. It is going to be on December 12th at Desert Hills. It's an 8 a.m. shotgun start, and you can go to yumachamber.org to sign up. So please get your foursomes in. I promise it'll be a good time. So, Giovanni, speaking of events coming up, Small Business Saturday, you guys are still going to be able to do your pop-up this Saturday.
Yes, we are. It's going to be a little bit different. We probably have about half the vendors than we did last year, but just because we need to be socially responsible and, you know, not have everybody packed.
Right, of course.
So we are having 14 different local businesses with us. They will be lined up in our parking lot in the back that faces Fifth Avenue. There will be, you can visit our Facebook event page to see all the vendors on there, but there's going to be Malavea Hot Sauce, Desert Farm Company, Rocket Farm, Mickey's Chickies, Paper and Books, Jamie Montgomery with IB 92032 with his handcart sign. Lynn Gouge with Mary Kay. Item 9 Soap Company, Getting Personal. Lip Sense by Julie Emerson. Noonday, Redhead Create. And then we're also going to have Rich and Moe's Barbecue added to that. And then I'm probably going to add a couple more.
Okay.
Because some people have dropped off.
Okay.
They weren't able to make it. So we will have lots of vendors, lots of gift opportunities, and lots of ways to help our economy, our local businesses that really, really need it right now.
Perfect. And these are all small businesses, and it is Small Business Saturday.
Exactly.
So that's the perfect, that's the perfect time to have it. And it's going to be in your parking lot, the one off Fifth Avenue, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, correct?
Yes.
And so is it going to have like an expo feel to it? I mean, outdoors?
Outdoor, farmer market.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
We're going to have free coffee. Free donuts.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. I'm like, okay, done. Free coffee and free donuts.
The first 50 people will get a goodie bag, a Small Business Saturday bag that you guys provided. It's filled with just different little things in there. So the first 50 people will get that.
Perfect.
We're going to have giveaways. Every time you make a purchase from any of those vendors, we will have a little raffle area where you can fill out a ticket and win what you like. And then just fun.
I just want to win anything. I'm just, you know, my luck is usually such that I don't win those things. So I just, anything I'll be happy with right now, you know. And so one of the things that I noticed is if I'm on your Facebook page and I go to the event for the Small Business Saturday, if people want to check out exactly what the vendors have when they're going to be there, you actually link. If you, the vendors are listed, there's actually a link. For example, like Desert Farm Company, when I clicked on it, it took me to their Facebook. And I was able to see exactly what they have.
Yeah, exactly. And then in the next coming days, I'll be showing them on the event page just so you can see some of the pics if you want to see exactly what everybody has.
So if everybody is in the parking lot at Fifth Avenue, where do people park?
Well, they'll be parking along Fifth Avenue itself. There's parking along the road. And then we have a side parking lot to the south of the actual event space.
Perfect. So there's plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking.
No reason to not go. It's going to be outdoors, so we've got the social distance or physical distancing or whatever
exactly.
You want to call it.
And there's a small parking lot also on 4th Avenue that butts up to our building, so you can just walk through our store, which would be great also.
Exactly.
You can check out our deals and then walk through, and you'll be able to see the little event in that.
Perfect. And so do you know if the vendors will be having special deals due to the holidays coming up or Small Business Saturday or due to
I'm
the pop-up?
I'm not sure really, but I will start posting them if they do show us anything.
Perfect. I know some of them, so I have a feeling that there will be some pretty great deals going on that day. I'm like, I know a number of these vendors already. And then they can come into the store and check out your beautiful location,
exactly.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
But you will be having some deals Black Friday.
The
can you...
whole store is 20% off, which never happens, only on Small Business.
Wait. Free donuts and 20% off?
I know.
You can't beat that, right?
You know what you're doing this Saturday now, don't you?
Well, I'm coming with Homer Simpson, both of us.
See, it's 20% off the whole store.
Okay.
If you do need to make a special order, maybe you see a chandelier you love, but you need it bigger, you need it smaller, you need a different finish, we'll have 10% off all special orders.
Wow.
And then a lot of things are already marked down more than that, up to 60% off.
That's pretty amazing.
We try.
Yeah, I got it. Before we don't have a lot of time left, but before we get there, can you tell me how business has been different? We've been talking to the other two stores this morning, local businesses this morning. How has business been different for you this year with COVID and the pandemic?
So besides having to shut down
the
showroom
portion,
which was really hard, and then, you know, not having our employees work for a portion of that, the really hard part was the end of our usually busy season, which is the end of the winter, start of spring, all the winter visitors not being able to shop with us. That was really, really hard because, you know, everybody needs those winter visitors and they're shopping for the winter part. So what has been good, though, is housing hasn't stopped, and that's the other portion of our business.
Okay.
So we do a lot of lighting for the new homes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, definitely different.
Definitely.
You know, having to have people walk in, you know, only having so many people in the showroom at a time, making sure everybody's conscious that they do need to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
They do need to, you know, even if they don't want to, but it's for others. And that's the hard part.
Right. It's kind of what I always say. You don't have to, that's the rule, and you don't have to agree with the rule, but you have to follow the rule. Because I do the same thing at our events. You know, it's like, But it's a beautiful place. I hope people come check it out. So is there anything else you want to share with us about Small Business Saturday? Because I kind of like...
I need to know the time to be there, because it doesn't really say on the website.
It's
on the
9
Facebook.
To 2.
9 to 2 on the event page.
It's on the event page.
Right.
We have to get more techie.
Oh, it's not on the posting, but okay. That's where I was looking. I checked out your Facebook while I'm here, as well as your webpage and your virtual tour.
Well, thank you.
And a whole bit.
Did you start following us?
All big thumbs up. Yes, I did.
Good job. Here we go.
All really, really nice stuff we put together. I got a question about the lighting, though, and something we talked a little bit off air about the LED lighting. There's so many options and colors, and when you take a new light into your house, it can change the color of your room.
Yes, definitely.
And people need to be aware of that. Have you ever had buyer's remorse? I'm like, I took this light home and now my walls are wrong.
Well, we actually haven't had any buyer's remorse because we make sure we address that beforehand.
All right.
You know, if somebody comes in, oh, I want this. Well, why do you want that exact thing? That specific color, the Kelvin color, the LED. Because a lot of people want the daylight color, which has a blue hue to it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have warmer tones in your home, it's going to bring out all the green in that. And you don't want that. You have warm tones for a reason, or you have, let's say, everything white. If you take the daylight color, it will have a blue hue also. So we try to play with we need to know all your finishes. We need to know the colors. We want to know what you want the end result to be.
Right.
And then we help you figure that out.
And it's nice to have the options, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do like them, but you can't mix and match. If you have LEDs in a room, like 5 or 6 LEDs in one room,
they need to be all the same
yes, because exactly. It doesn't look quite right.
No,
I know that because I went to my shop the other day.
See, I know that because we're renting a house and we moved in and there's a chandelier in one of the rooms and it's got 2 different color light bulbs.
Oh.
And in the one chandelier?
In one chandelier.
Well, that's just lazy.
Well, and even if you don't notice lighting, but if they are different, you're going to see it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
It's very noticeable. It's one of the things we keep talking about. We need to fix that.
I know where you can buy some bulbs.
Exactly.
The LED also changes the brightness. It's no longer 50 watt or 60 watt or 100 watt.
We don't go by wattages anymore. I mean, we can still compare them to, but they're all by lumens. It's hard, too, for people.
You need a chart, to say, okay, what's 100 watt equal in lumens and all that. But why'd the industry do that to me?
See, you don't need a chart.
Like
you need to go to Arizona Lighting and ask Gloria or Giovanni, and they'll tell you.
But it's kind of like we went from standard to metric or something.
Unfortunately, but it's just all about the energy conservation.
Right.
It all started in 2012. So, it's been 8 years already since it started.
I'm slow on the uptake.
It's just a phasing out and all that. But yes, we'll help you out with whatever you need.
And we need it because you think, if you buy an LED light, you may get it home, hang it, put it up, whatever, and it's not going to be anything you expect. It's going to be too bright, not bright enough. It's
mm-hmm.
It's not going to cover what you think it's going to cover as far as lighting, and then it may be the wrong color. And you'll say, oh, my God, what have I done?
At least we can help you out with that.
Exactly.
Well, and I think it needs some guidance. It does, because there's so many options.
Yes.
And they have such a big effect on the house.
They do, definitely.
Yeah, I think people do need guidance on that one. Don't try that one.
Don't try this at home.
LED prices have gone way down, too.
They have.
Oh, definitely.
When they first came out, it was like, but you'll save a lot of money in electricity. Like, well, yeah, if it stays 100 years, I'll get it back. But now it's very reasonable, very good, and it uses less electricity, doesn't get hot.
That's the main thing, too, the heat from it.
Yeah, exactly.
A regular incandescent.
We got enough heat right here in Arizona. We don't need to add.
That's what's the best thing about LEDs with a ceiling fan. At least now you're not blowing warm air
down to you.
Well, Giovanni, thank you so much. I want to reiterate, we were talking to Giovanni with Arizona Lighting Company of Yuma. Their address is 1152 South 4th Avenue. The parking is behind on 5th Avenue. But they're also having the Small Business Saturday Pop-Up Market 2020 this Saturday at 9 a.m. It goes from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you have been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Nothing all day, and I've been taking care of business.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating